Poetry Out Loud by Frederick Lord, read by David Bannock. Cody was Yates at 17. The shock of raven hair falling over the smooth white brow, the large blue dream-drunk eyes, the strong, unshadowed jawline, the lips most would think too full to be a boy's. Damned if we could tell you now what he recited for us then, or if our scrupulous error judge heard an article misplaced. Probably something wistful, a poem more of longing than logic, or even the early Yeats himself. That almost a man up on that stage seemed to know already how the pulse-metered exhalation called a poem is both breath and spirit, both evanescent and eternal, but not how feeling everything too soon, too fast, too intensely, fatally estranges self from soul. By summer's end, once he'd learned this prosody by heart, he acted out that error by his own hand, making no mistake. We realized then that he'd been saying farewell all along, that he'd delivered the last lines of his own chosen elegy over our gray nodding heads to the back of the auditorium, out through the doors and into the street, skipping across the rooftops of the city, up to the daylight-hidden stars, all the way to farthest Arendil and beyond, as if it were a benediction he could give but not receive.